Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 12, where Jesus says, you can't even do this little thing. It's teaching us to depend on God, to seek first his kingdom, and to rely on his kingdom, his strength, his power flowing in our lives, rather than worrying about things and relying and trusting in ourselves. And so let's get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. If you're new to us here, this 30-day prayer challenge is the place to start. The whole program that we have, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's more valuable than money that I could pass on? Well, the book of Proverbs says that wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver and rubies. And so I made it my goal to pass on lessons for every area of life. We've got training for spiritual growth and mind and emotions and purpose and health and family and finances and order and time and community and all these areas of life. And when I got started, I had no clue where to start, but God's been faithful and he began to teach me and to train me and to stack one piece on top of another. But out of everything we do, the first thing I would want to get established in somebody's life is this 30-day prayer challenge process of praying about a 2-minute prayer every day. And this prayer is mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles. And then we do the other half of prayer. Take a couple minutes to get still, to listen, to plan our day with God, and to examine ourselves to see how we're doing executing those things, and to go about our day executing, trusting that God is with us, to get rid of the worry and just to simply trust that God is with me. He's anointed me. He's equipping me. He's empowering me to do the things, to do these little things that I know to do, and to do them with his peace, his joy, confidence in him, and with his power flowing through us. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching this video or listening, and all of their families, their friends, those connected to them. And Father, I pray for all of our church and governmental leaders. And I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today. Let us all come away with practical things that we can implement along with feeling challenged and encouraged and enlightened all at the same time. We ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all that you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to the people right around us, but hopefully people all over the world as well. And we ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And Father, we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so if you want to learn more about that prayer, you can find a written copy of the prayer along with some training videos that go along with that prayer to give you some more insights into the prayer. You can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, and on the free tools and resources page, you'll find more about the 30-day prayer challenge. But let's do the other half of prayer real quick here for a second, because doing the other half of prayer, clearing out the things that we know to do, listening to God, tuning in, those things help us to hear more clearly whatever the teaching is going to be today. So first of all, what were your wins over the last 24 hours? What were the things you got done? What were the wins that you have, the ways that you saw God come through? Let's gain some encouragement from the progress we made over the last day. If you have a piece of paper, you can write these down, or again, at the on the free tools and resources page where the prayer challenge is there, you can find a tracker that you can use to go through this process. But what were your wins for yesterday? How was your levels of peace and joy and confidence in God over the last 24 hours? And if the answer, it's either yes, they were overflowing. I had supernatural overflowing peace and joy and confidence in God. Either it was yes, or maybe it was yes for a part of the day, but then maybe something got you distracted. Maybe something got you shifted into worry or stress or fear or who knows what. Or it was just, no, I did not have peace and joy and confidence. That was not my emotional state. It's either yes or no. Either this, we're tapping into this, what God put inside of us, or we're not. Remember, he gave you his peace, his joy, his faith. That leads to confidence. So how were those levels over the last 24 hours? And then what are the things over the next 24 hours that you know to do? Could be some administrative things, some errands you have to run. Let's get those out of our minds first. What are the things that you know you need to do? And then is there anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything you know that God's been stirring you to do, but maybe you haven't done yet? Maybe it could be things like be more present with your family, connect more with your family. Could be take the time to get still and listen to God every day, get more consistent with that. It could be start exercising, start eating better, just get started with it. Maybe there's a big project God wants you to work on or some step of faith that he's been prompting you to take. What are those things that you know to do? You have an unction, you have an anointing from God where you know what to do. And if we'll take a few minutes to get still and to list these things out, it will begin to get God navigating our days. And then, God, what is the most important thing you were trying to show me or teach me over the last day? What is the one thing you want me to get over the last day? And just take a minute. You can pause the recording if you need to get still, to get quiet, and just to listen. And whatever comes to mind, we just asked him. Whatever comes to mind, that's probably it. And as you grow in this and you grow more and more with him, your hearing and your learning, he's going to start stacking one layer on top of another. He's leading you to a beautiful place, and it's his voice that leads you out. But let's get started with our teaching for today. Yesterday, I was reading this in Luke chapter 12, and I've read this several times. You've probably heard it before, but it just struck me in a little different way. Jesus is talking to the disciples about not worrying about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, all these things. And Jesus tells them, you can't add a single hour by worrying. You can't add a single hour to your life. So if you can't do this little thing, why do you worry about the rest of it? So let's read the passage of scripture here, and then we'll get into our communion for today. This is Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 22. The subtitle says, do not worry. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or about what you will eat or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? We're more valuable than birds. I'm just thinking, we have a cherry tree in our backyard. My kids and I were in the backyard the other day, and we were watching the birds come and pick these cherries off of the tree. And there were more than enough cherries. And they're just coming constantly and picking these cherries off of the tree. God feeds the birds. How much more will he take care of you? You are more valuable than the birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? By worrying, we can't add anything to our lives. Worrying is not the solution. I view worrying as a source of pride. Well, we're trying to figure it out rather than resting and trusting that God is with us. We're trying to solve it on our own. That's what worry is. Rather than resting and trusting that God is with us, he's for us, he loves us, love never fails. Then Jesus says, consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink, and do not worry about it. For the pagans, the world runs after these things, but your Father knows that you need them. God knows that you need these things. It's not a surprise to him. But seek first his kingdom. Seek first his kingdom. And what is his kingdom? The Amplified Bible says that his kingdom is his way of doing things. Seek first his kingdom. Seek first his way of doing things. Resting and trusting in him. Resting and trusting in what? Where is this kingdom? Jesus says the kingdom has come and it has come inside of you. It's an invisible kingdom that is inside of you. And what's in there? God has given you everything he has. He's given you his mind, his spirit, his righteousness, his kingdom, his peace, his joy, his love, his power, his kindness, his goodness, his grace, his mercy, his faith, his health, his time, his energy, his finances. Literally everything God has, he has put it in this kingdom of God. And where is that? It's in you. But it starts as a seed, and we got to get this kingdom functioning and flowing in our lives and learning to live from the inside out where we're trusting in that. It says, do not be afraid, little flock. This is Jesus talking again. For your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. That everything you need is already inside of you. Everything you need is already inside of you, and we can learn to trust in that. And what happens when we trust in that? He says, look, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you'll provide for yourselves purses that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. There your heart will be also. So a lot of times in religious stuff, we've read this, your treasure is going to be in heaven where you can't get to it. You can't have any of that until you die. But Jesus says, when you understand this, when you trust in this and you understand it, you can give freely. Why? Because you're trusting that God's going to supply it back to you. And it's going to come overflowing back through you. It's inexhaustible. You have an unlimited, inexhaustible supply of everything you need in God's kingdom, which is within you. And we can be generous. We can be trusting in that. Because it's inexhaustible, it's unlimited, it cannot be touched or destroyed because it's coming from the inside of you. This is a different way of living, where our trust is not in these external things. Our trust, look, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where did he put this? God put this in your heart. He planted this treasure in your heart. And we have this amazing opportunity to grow this thing by just simply abiding in him. By focusing on him, abiding in him, and this treasure, the seed that's of the kingdom of God begins to grow. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a seed or a little bit of yeast that works through the whole dough. It's like a seed that starts out very tiny like a mustard seed, but it grows into a whole tree. God has given you everything you'll ever need. He put it on the inside of you. And it's learning to trust in that. And when that happens, you can be generous. Because it's all flowing from the inside of you and it's God's. And you can begin to give it away and give it away and give it away. And it just keeps growing. But notice the contrast. Two ways of living. We can't do a little thing on our own. We tend to want to stress. We want to worry. We want to try to figure it all out. Putting all the pressure on ourselves. For what are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? What are we going to do? What's the next step to take? All these things. We put all the pressure on ourselves for these things. When God has given us this new way of living in his kingdom, where everything is produced from the inside out, you already have everything you need. God wants us to finally get to the place where we just get it. We understand that God's going to take care of you. and we can rest and we can trust and we can take the pressure off of ourselves and get more generous and be a blessing to people. Because another way that the kingdom comes, I believe, the true treasure in heaven, I believe, is people. The true treasure in heaven is people and relationships. That's what truly lasts. And as we do this, as we're generous and we take this love and this grace and this goodness and everything God's given us on the inside and we let it flow through us and we do good to people around us, what happens? It builds relationships with people. And those relationships cannot be destroyed because we're focused on being a blessing, doing good, being generous in everything we do. And a side effect of that is peace and joy, but also relationships with God and with people. And that's one of the greatest treasures that comes out of this whole thing. But doing it our own way, we can't even do a little thing on our own. But with God, nothing is impossible. So let's take communion over this today. Every time we take communion, first of all, at our house, we keep a box of just matzo crackers and grape juice just on hand all the time. And we take communion often. We take it every day. And then anytime where we get into stress, we get into worry, we get into old ways of living, I will take communion as a way to get my mind turned back on the, wait a minute, I've got God with me. He's given me his kingdom. If he's given me his son, he's given me his kingdom, how will he not freely give me all things? These are some amazing promises that we have. But every time we take communion, we do so with holy awe and reverence and delight for God and for Jesus and for what he did. Now, just reading in the book of Ephesians today about how through the body of Jesus, he reconciled us. He made the two into one. The body of Jesus reconciled us, making peace with God. He is our righteousness. He is our holiness. He makes us righteous and holy and perfect. It was made into his wisdom and sanctification and redemption. He did all these things coming through the body, making peace through his body for us. Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he gave thanks for it. Father, we thank you for this bread and we bless it. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And they told him, take it, receive this, that through his body, you have peace with God and God has given you this kingdom and we can let go of this old way of living, this stress, this worry, this fear, and step into this new way of living where God is with me. He's for me. He's given me everything he has. And now I can trust in that and be generous to the people around me. Because I've got an unlimited, inexhaustible supply of more than enough of whatever I need already on the inside of me. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks for it. Father, we thank you for this cup. We bless it in Jesus' name. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. We have this new covenant, not the old. We can let go of this old way of living and step into this new way of life. And this cup is like an activation of that. We're going to learn. We're going to stop the worry. We're going to stop the stress. I'm going to trust that God's with me. He's got me. I'm going to learn to tap into and to rely on and trust on this unlimited, inexhaustible supply of everything that I need within me. And if there's pressures on the outside, that's simply a cue to learn to look deeper within to what God put within you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents. In Jesus' name. All right. Every time we take communion, it is like an activation. We're going to take these promises. Jesus says not to worry. We're not going to worry anymore. By faith, we're going to let go of that. And to simply trust. Because we can't do a little thing. By worrying, we can't do anything. We can't do a little thing. It's not doing us any good. There's no positive effects. There's only side effects that are bad that come from worrying. And we can't do a little thing by worrying about it. So we're going to start to step into this. We're going to have peace. We're going to have joy. We're going to have confidence in God. And we're going to learn to tap into that unlimited, inexhaustible supply of this kingdom that God put within us. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.